Mom's Life.
Hello and welcome to all the mothers that are listening to the show today. It is A Mom's Life. As you know, every week we bring it to you here on Active FM. Just to recap from what we did or spoke about last week, we spoke about how to prepare for your bundle of joy, and we shared a few practical ways of things that you can do. And I know Denise spoke about the nappies being a gold mine. Yes. Collect, collect, collect. Yes. And if you receive any hand-me-downs and people are giving you clothes, receive, 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 because your kids do grow fast and they go through those clothes like they're out of fashion.
Yes.
All right. So, and we shared some mental preparation, some physical changes that Denise and I went through. If you missed that show last week, please catch up. It will bless you.
Go. It's going to be awesome. It was awesome. So today we are talking about Mythbusters. So we're going to be doing this, like, you know, from time to time, maybe once a month, trying to get all those myths that moms and people say about motherhood and moms and babies and whatever. But all those myths that those moms throw at you and make you think twice about what the heck you are doing. Tando, what is the myth you were told or grew up with when it comes to motherhood and babies, etc.?
Yo, Denise, there's a lot. Like, there's a lot of things that, you know, old people, or should I say wise, what do you call them?
the wise moms, the graced.
Yes, the graced wise moms can tell you. And I know one of the things that I heard is that your baby can't go out for 3 months because your baby is still water. That surprised me, like, hugely, because when I came to church with my baby, I heard, you know, some mothers say, hey, why are you bringing your baby to church on, you
know? Yeah, I've also heard that
your
before.
Baby is still water. And I'm like, this is a baby. It looks like a baby to me. And not water. And they also speak about your baby inhales spirits. So, you know, they receive whatever, I don't know what that is, but they inhale spirits. So to protect your baby, you need to, you know, put some stuff on their forehead. You need to put some stuff under their feet. And it's that funny smelling thing. I don't know what you call it, but I'm going to call it in Xhosa. Armands.
Oh, okay.
So you take that thing. I think, I don't know what it's called in English. I was trying to find the word, but I couldn't, because I think I was spelling it in Xhosa as well.
Oh, that's
okay. But you put that, you mix it with Vaseline and you put it on your child's, on top of their head when you go out to the clinic or whatever. Don't open your baby in public. You know, you must wrap your baby in blankets, like layers and layers of blankets. That's how they're going to grow. And if, you know, a baby cries in the presence of someone, it means that that person has a bad spirit. Like, there's just a lot that they tell you about, you know, these spirit things in the baby, which is weird.
So we're going to unpack that, you know, as we go along with these shows, I suppose you want to call it, we'll call it the Mythbusters section. But, you know, if there's anything we apply, that is the blood of Jesus over our children. So there's nothing else that you need to apply, moms. Don't worry. It's just the blood of Jesus, you know, to protect your kiddies. But, yes, I think, let's, on that note, let's see if we can pinpoint some other myths that we may or may not know.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Active FM.
Hot presenters,
the best topics, the most entertaining presenters, everything you could ever want in radio. We're lifting Jesus up, we're lifting Jesus up, we're
lifting. Radio has never been better.
Okay, I am excited because so many people have so many old wives' tales and opinions, but which ones are true and which ones are false? So we're going to go for myth number one. Infants need to be bathed every day. Tando.
Yeah, can I tell you, right? Because when you leave the hospital, no one tells you anything. Maybe, well, I'll get to that story later on. But in a public hospital, you just they just hand you your baby and off you go. There's no, you know, a little bit of advice is this is what you need to do.
Don't they show you how to wash the baby?
No, wow. There is no such. So in my head, I thought I bath every day. So if I bath every day, I'm assuming my baby needs to bath every day. So when I got home, the first thing I did was prepare water to bath the baby. And luckily there was Anna Marie, who's Bernice's mom. She came and she was like, oh, are you preparing to bath the baby? I was like, yeah. She's like, you know what? If you don't have to bath the baby daily. So she told me. So if it wasn't for that as well, people telling you, you don't have to. You can. So she showed me how to just like put the cloth in the warm water with soap and strip your baby and just like wipe through your baby. You don't have to like dip the baby in the water, because at first I was like, how am I going to do this? The baby is small and also they're slippery and they also like moving. So it was a bit hard. So luckily for, you know, when you have somebody that can help you and say, listen, you, this is what you can do. You don't need to actually do it that way. This, there's another option to actually do it. So that was helpful for me.
Okay, so basically this is saying it's fine to bath your baby every day if they enjoy it, but young babies do not need to be bathed every day. They just need their faces, like Tundle said, necks, hands, nappy area to be kept clean. And I was exactly the same. Like, I would have never known until Mrs. Enslin actually just, I don't know what we were talking about, but she was like, you know, you don't actually have to bath the baby every day, because there's certain oils that a baby produces on their skin, which is, it actually protects the baby's skin and makes sure that it doesn't get dry, etc. And it's natural oils. So just, you know, from that perspective, it's always good to, you know, maybe wash the baby down or whatever, but not hectic, dunk it in water every single day, as this thing says, unless the baby's like soothed by it. I don't think my babies were ever soothed by it. I think they were more traumatized because they were, just didn't want to be in the water. No, wait, that was Caleb. Joshua was fine. So this was, it was really relieving to me, because bathing a baby every night can be a little bit like much, because I had a C-section, you know, you're tired, you're sore, now you have to lift baby up, and it's not not exactly fun, especially if someone's not there to help you. So thank goodness for those moms that that come out with these things that go, you know, you don't have to do this. Sometimes it's so relieving to know. Okay, myth number two. I may not have enough breast milk to feed my baby. Now, ladies, there is no wrong or right here before we answer this one, right? Seja, most women have enough breast milk to feed their baby if they breastfeed whenever the baby wants to feed, for as long as they want to feed. In a 24-hour period, 8 to 12 feeds is common, and it is normal for babies to want to feed frequently at certain times of the day. So I do remember having a lot of trouble with Joshua. You know, I would not want to give him the bottle, so I breastfed. But eventually I just needed to supplement because he became malnourished. I actually took him to the doctor, and the doctor was like, this kid is malnourished. I was like, but I've been doing whatever you told me to do. And there can be a lot of things. But to hear that as a mom, you would be like freaked out. So my word.
Like, what am I doing wrong?
Yes, right? But there could have been, as I say, there could have been a lot of various reasons for that. And I honestly think it was me stressing out, because you overthink things, and I'm an overthinker. So from my side, moms, whatever choices you do make, ensure your baby is healthy. Breastfeeding is important, but if you do have problems, why not just chat to a doctor? Breastfeeding, as I say, is important, but if there's a problem, chat to the doctor and see how things go, you know?
And if I can just say, some moms or mothers, they feel bad if maybe they can't breastfeed their babies. And it's not a thing to feel bad about. If you can't and there's an issue, your baby will be okay and you will be okay.
Listen, my mother always used to say to me, I was never breastfed. I was like bottle fed.
And she's look at you.
Look at you. You came out fine.
Exactly.
So I'm like, yes, it did. So moms, whatever you are comfortable with, do what you know is right for you. Before we get into the next myth, we're going to have a song called Love 2 featuring Harris.
Cop a ticket out to Cali, baby, come through. I'm excited cause you said that you would love to. Both my mama and my granny said they love you. Well, that's a sign from the heavens, so I trust you. I want you, so I'm moving on to better things. I'm trying to get my money right, a couple wedding rings. A us elevate, take it up a couple levels now. Let's move away and build a family in a little town. Or maybe we can stick around for a little while. Share the gospel with the city, cover bigger grounds. I figure now is the time for a different view. I wanna see these young women imitating you. I don't think they understand that they're beautiful, but maybe you can show them how it looks when you pursue it though. I see you glow from afar, look what God did. Let me put you on display for these blind kids.
I can't say that I'm in love with everything about you, and I just hope they're watching. It's clear that God is in you, baby. Let me serve and love you all my life.
Talk. Everybody on this planet want what I got. So my job is to treat it like the Bible says. Jesus died for the church, what a circumstance. I'm in a trance, meditating on a good book. A godly woman with the plans, how I should look. Instead of being on the gram with a big butt, you should really try to figure out how to cook, huh? A real man will never love you if you show it off. He don't really want what any other man has got. So clean it off, don't nobody purchase dirty girls. Unless it's for a quick nut, is you serving squirrels? I got a pearl and I love her like she treasure dog. I wouldn't trade her for the world, she ahead of y'all. Love is all, but we treat it like a marathon. We gon' keep on running till we fall up in heaven's arms.
Bless. I can't say that I'm in love with everything about you, and I just hope they're watching. It's clear that God is in you, baby. Let me serve and love you all my life.
Heaven sent is what you are, what a testament. Let's represent a proper culture in a broken land. Help them out, they pushing boulders with a broken hand. I understand what it means to be a servant now. Look around in my church, girl, we learning how. I took a vow on my own, I'ma lead you home. Let me show you what it means to never feel alone. I got the scope on the sub, let's observe that. You're a gem and I know I don't deserve that. I curb rats on a day-to-day basis. Love is work, but I never get complacent. I make hits for the women I'm in love with, but every woman on the planet finna love
it. I can't say that I'm in love with everything about you, and I just hope they're watching. It's clear that God is in you.
Hi, this is Sean from Rapid Trade, and you're listening to Active FM.
Hold up.
So, myth number three, I think it was number three, putting honey on a dummy will help with teething. Now, I remember being warned about this one by two people. Honey should not be given to a baby. So children under 12 months should not be given honey as it causes something called botulism, which I hope I said that correctly, but that is basically food poisoning. You should also avoid using dummies coated in food or drink. Many babies are not affected by teething, so you may not need to do anything. Alcohol and sweet substances are unhealthy for babies. Now, I don't know about you, Tandor, but I kind of agree with some things that are not healthy for babies part, yes, that I agree with. As a mother, I do not believe that teething does nothing to a baby. You know, like, I don't think any mom will sit there and go, oh, no, teething does nothing.
No, I agree. I mean, it definitely did something to my kids
because
things were happening to them that were not normal.
So apparently, according to this, you know, it could be that there was a not a disease, but a sickness that they might have. But I honestly don't think that it's always the case, but it's always good to check. So there are safe things, moms, that you can use, but it's advisable to obviously chat to a doctor and ensure you do the right thing. Obviously, if there's a concern where there's high fevers in that, and I know my kids used to struggle with high fevers, like often, and it really is a thing. It's because their immune system is like, you know, starting to conceptualize this whole life thing. And the immune system has to actually grow. So yes, babies do get high temperatures. It could be teething, at least we think it could be teething, or it could be something else, but it's always important to ensure that you control the temperature of the baby. I know I had so many scares with a doctor, and I called him like at 8-9 o'clock at night, and he would say to me, don't do anything, all you need to do is control the temperature of the baby.
And the temper.
The temper, yes. The temperature of the baby. Keep it under control, and if after a day or two it's still not right, and or there's no other symptoms or whatever, and you are concerned, take the baby to a doctor. So it's always just, and I think also with Pastor Vic, she always just used to say, what does your gut feel? Like, if you honestly feel like there is something wrong, don't wait, don't... just pay that little fee to get told everything's fine. I would rather do that. So, Tando, is there anything you want to say on that? No. Okay,
no,
cool.
No, you said it all.
Okay. So, myth buster number 4, baby walkers will help them walk sooner. So, it says here, there is no evidence that walkers help babies to walk sooner. In fact, walkers can make it hard for babies to learn how to walk because it can slow down their muscle development. So I kind of think this is true. I have had a walker, but I never really used it. And the person that bought it got really offended with me because I never used it. But I just honestly thought that it would make, I suppose it goes along with what was said at the top, it would make the baby lazy to want to walk. So, you know, this is like, oh, it's cool, I get help. You know, there's no...
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, there's no muscle happening there, so the baby gets lazy. If you are doing it, moms, that's okay. It's all up to you. I think so many children have had walkers anyway. But that's just some a myth for you if you'd like to think it's true or not. Okay, before we get into our last myth, we're going to be listening to a song from Reactive called Sweet Incense. So enjoy this, moms. Sit back and relax.
Mind alert, I'm listening. pray to my God until the mountains move. Though my flesh is weak, the spirit won't refuse. I won't accept the bad news until I see the good news. And if my words fail me, may the Spirit intercede. I will trust no other source, cause He provides my every need. I will pray to my God until the mountains move. Though my flesh is weak, the Spirit won't refuse. I won't accept the bad news until I see the good news. And if my words fail me, may the Spirit intercede. I will trust no other source, cause He provides my every need. I will pray to my God until the mountains move. Though my flesh is weak, the Spirit won't refuse. I won't accept the bad news until I see the good news. And if my words fail me, may the Spirit intercede. I will trust no other source, cause He provides my every need. I will pray to my God until the mountains move. Though my flesh is weak, the Spirit won't refuse. I won't accept the bad news until I see the good news. And if my words fail me, may the Spirit intercede. I will trust no other source, cause He provides my every need. I will pray to my God until the mountains move. Though my flesh is weak, the Spirit won't refuse. I won't accept the bad news until I see the good news. And if my words fail me, may the Spirit intercede. I will trust no other source, cause He provides my every need. I will pray to my God until the mountains move. Though my flesh is weak, the Spirit won't refuse. I won't accept the bad news until I see the good news.
Better.
Okay, Tando was giving us worship there. Fantastic. Like, you know, we know those reactive songs and active church songs so well. They are beautiful. Go buy the album. Yes, that's me promoting. Right, last two myths of today, for today. You need to clean the baby's cord with antiseptic and alcohol. So it says here, there is no need to use antiseptic or alcohol to clean your baby's cord stump. Just clean it as part of your baby's usual wash or bath and dry it gently. If wee or poo gets onto the stump, yes, Glory is like cringing at the moment. Wonder he will be a dad and understand. You can use a mild soap to help clean it off. So you can obviously find out more a little bit about that, speaking to a doctor or a nurse. You know, I was told to use surgical spirits, but I don't really think it's neither here nor there. I think if you just ensure that it gets cleaned and dried, you know, you'll be okay. Obviously, if there's any infections, then you take the baby to the doctor. But there really isn't a miracle thing here. Soap and water is really fine. Make sure that it's also dry. Last myth, babies need to poo every day. Hey, so it says your babies may not poo for several days or even up to a week. If your baby's poo is soft, they are not constipated, even if they have not pooed for a few days. Fully breastfed babies are less likely to be constipated. Tando, you are a fully breastfed mom. How did you find that?
Well, it was not nice. In a sense, it was very painful. Uh-huh. It was painful feeding my kids, especially the first two. I'll tell you the story about the last one, but the first two, it was painful. And I remember sometimes I would want to cry, and sometimes I did cry while feeding the baby because it was just so.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how can something so beautiful be so painful? So for me, that was not the nice, but especially the early days when you're not used to that, and then all of a sudden there's a human being who wants to latch on you and eat every 2 hours.
Yeah.
Which is not very nice. It wasn't very nice for me. I don't know about you, if it was nice for you.
No, not at all.
But the last child, which is the story that I want to tell you, I enjoyed breastfeeding my thighs.
Wow, really?
And the awesome thing about that, I think it has to do with the help that I actually got from the hospital. So the last child was born in a private hospital, and it was so amazing because they teach you everything from the bathing of the baby. They, you know, they have a nice nursing room there for, you know, bathing. Like they bring you in so you don't have to bath the baby. You just watch them and how they're bathing the baby.
Yeah.
And it was so lovely. They tell you the breastfeeding, how you can do it when small. I mean, I remember the two differences are like, the gap between the two is like far. So in South Rain, you do have the pictures there on the walls, you know, about how to breastfeed and advices and all of these things, but no one actually tells you anything.
Shows you.
And with the private hospital, they actually showed me how. And the awesome thing about it, I even had a nurse for a week that came to my house, I think at 4:30, because Matthias also had jaundice, so that also like helped.
I did not have
But that was so amazing. She came and she showed me how to help my baby latch.
Yeah.
Usually it's like, I didn't feel, I was like, oh, what did you do? Because I enjoyed breastfeeding. And from that day on, I vowed to myself, I shall help any woman who has breastfeeding pain issues or whatever, because it is the most beautiful thing, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
And only through on my last child, I thought, sure, if only I knew this in the beginning, like I wouldn't have gone through all that.
Yeah.
And the thing that Sister D, she was my nurse, is actually the latch. The latch is the most important, because when your baby's hungry, they just...
there's no control.
And now you having the control to actually hold their head, like she really showed me how. And I was able to help one of my girls, Tato, because I would ask her, how is it? She's like, it's painful, my dear. I'm like, I am coming to your house. When must
That's
I come?
Awesome.
And I went to her house and I showed her, if you don't mind someone being up and close and personal, you know, with your dairy in your space. So I literally helped her, and she was like, huh, this is nice. I'm like, I know, right? Because if we didn't know, we don't know what we don't know until somebody actually helps you. So she enjoys breastfeeding as well now because she was like, yeah, I was in pain a day ago. And I'm like, if you and the baby get that right together, it's beautiful.
No, that's awesome. And in terms of the excretion of poop, was it like runny? Was it okay? Was it like...
It was... normal, I think.
Okay, so yeah, it was normal.
So the only time they like started feeling like Mika was constipated after he started like solids.
Okay,
like before solids, it was normal.
So it kind of just shows you. So I did both. I did find a struggle with formula because there's different brands of formula, and I had to eventually get like the lactose, which is small and very expensive. But I did find that a lot of the formulas did do it like a. There was constipation with both my boys. So the breastfeeding sort of just has, I don't know, that nutrient, that whatever, that just goes through the baby and it's soft on the tummy and whatever. Whereas formula is a little bit more harder, so you'll probably find it, your baby will need to get used to it, maybe a little bit constipated. I had like constipation and then changed the brand and had the complete opposite effect. Mm. So, you know, you kind of had to find that little space in between. But again, moms, you don't have to stress about it. It is, you know, it's touch and go. Get what we spoke about earlier or spoke about previously in other shows. Get godly advice from a woman who cares, not just good people, but godly people. Yes. So, Tando, do you want to take us through the verse for this episode?
Yes, this verse, I loved it. I was like, going, oh, the word of God is amazing. Amen. So this verse is from Psalm 32, verse 8, and it reads, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eyes upon you. I thought this verse is so beautiful because God says here that he will instruct you and he will teach you the way you should go. Not Google will teach you or Mama Scola will teach you. But it is God who will teach you the way you should go, how you should raise your kids. God will teach you what you must do. God will teach you. And I love when he says, I will counsel you with my eyes upon you. Sometimes when we counsel other people, we have our eyes like looking down on them. But I love how God comes to your level. He comes to eye level and he looks at you and he has his eyes upon you and he helps you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so beautiful. I just thought I was almost like teary when I was reading this verse because I thought it's just a picture of God coming eye level with you and he's teaching you and he counsels you on what you actually need to do. So I thought that's amazing.
So we've been speaking a lot in church about obviously the Holy Spirit and having the Holy Spirit guide you. And this sort of strikes me with that, you know, let the Holy Spirit guide you. And, you know, my grand, kudos to my grand, she's actually a pastor, and this is not related to babies. But she actually said to me, she was teaching me the one day, and she was like, you know, there's a difference between being fearful and not having peace. If you don't have peace about something, you need to action it. So if you're getting onto a plane and you're fearful, there's a difference between fearful and not having peace. If you're fearful, maybe, you know, it's just you being fearful. Like I'm always fearful when I get onto a plane. But if there's a Holy Spirit going, don't do this or do this. Don't question that. That's where this whole verse is like, wow, awesome. God will actually give you that peace of mind knowing this is right, this is wrong. Do this, do that. But yes, so that was awesome. That was awesome today. That is it. We have another session. We will have another session of Mythbusters at some point in time. But we will just leave it there because I think Mythbusters has like taken a toll here. Remember, don't always believe everything you hear. Again, speak to someone who is godly, not just good. Tando said that last week, as I said earlier. But until next week, we will see you again. We're going to head out with Austin French with Jesus Can.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM.
Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
picture this, an 8-year-old kid growing up in Georgia, having a hard time with the world that he was seeing. Coming home from school, scared to death and always wondering what kind of mood his dad would be in. That kind of home can do a number on you. Mom and dad broke up, and I guess I broke too. I grew up thinking nothing good could ever come from a story like mine. But who turns a broken dream into a life redeemed? Who can turn your worst defeat into your victory? Who saw me where I was and led me where I stand? My life is living proof that only Jesus can. Everybody's got that hurt, they wish that never happened. Everybody's got that pain, they wish they could undo. But wounds become scars and scars become stories. When it comes to the story of you, who turns a broken dream into a life redeemed? Who can turn your worst defeat into your victory? Who saw me where I was and led me where? Jesus can take me from lost to found. Hallelujah, I'm singing. There's no stealing my freedom. He picked up all the pieces. Look at me now. Who turned a broken dream into a life redeemed? Who can turn your worst defeat into your victory? Who saw me where I was and led me where I stand? My life is living proof that only Jesus can. Ooh. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Come on. Only Jesus can save me. Picture this, an 8-year-old kid growing up in Georgia, having a hard time with the world that he was seeing. Coming home from school, scared to death and always wondering what kind of mood his dad would be in. That kind of home can do a number on you. Mom and dad broke up, and I guess I broke too. I grew up thinking nothing good could ever come from a story like mine. But who turns a broken dream into a life redeemed? Who can turn your worst defeat into your victory? Who saw me where I was and led me where I stand? My life is living proof that only Jesus can. Everybody's got that hurt, they wish that never happened. Everybody's got that pain, they wish they could undo. But wounds become scars and scars become stories. When it comes to the story of you, who turns a broken dream into a life redeemed? Who can turn your worst defeat into your victory? Who saw me where I was and led me where? Change me, only Jesus can take me from.
from lost to found. Hallelujah, I'm singing. Turn your worst defeat into your victory. Who saw me where I was and led me where? Can.